Kiss Country 99.9. We are backstage at our Odyssey in Kiss Country. Stars and Strings presented by Discover with the main guy tonight. There's so many people here, but Jordan Davis. I'm
about to say, man, this lineup is unreal.
It is.
So I'm going to start with more of a request than a question here.
Okay.
So Luke Combs last year made arguably the biggest song of the year with Fast Car. But on Instagram earlier this year, somebody did a cover of Mr. Scott Stapp and the band Creed because he missed the show. I'm wondering, could there be a Jordan Davis, little bit of higher coming, little recorded version maybe?
I would love to do that, but I don't think the world wants to hear that. I can't. That was like totally off the cuff. Like, you know, guy started filming it.
It gained traction, though.
It did.
It gained a lot of traction.
And what's funny, now and I'm saying off the cuff, like, even at the end of the video when my keys player comes in and, like, sings too, he was in the next room and was like, I'm going in there. Had no clue we were filming anything. But no, I was a huge Creed fan.
Okay. Like,
that was awesome.
So if you were going to do a Luke Combs move, would it be Creed, or is there somebody else maybe in your back pocket that you would cut?
Who would I record? I don't know.
If you had to pick one song.
I mean,
I know there's so many.
It'd be tough to pass up like a Petty song. And I'm not just saying that because it's like, I mean, I love Tom Petty. Running Down a Dream was like a very instrumental song in me moving to Nashville. So
yeah.
Like, that'd be doing something from Petty.
A little bit easier on the vocal cords than Scott too.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Last weekend, though, before this, you were in Baton Rouge doing every college football fan's dream, getting to be on college game day. Can you tell us about that experience for people that will never be able to get to do what you did?
It was the coolest. It was a long day, but, man, like, I would do it again in a heartbeat. Like, being able to be, you know, back home on campus. I haven't been back to LSU since probably 2015. To getting to be the energy. And I mean, we do it right in Baton Rouge. I know y'all do it good over here in Florida, but man, it was a special day. You know, got to meet the guys, McAfee, Saban, Herb Street, and get to play a song right there on campus. You know, have all those memories of me running to physics class and now I'm sitting there playing a song on game day. It was pretty special.
Shades was in his element.
He was in his element. He lost a bunch of money too.
Of course.
He lost a bunch of money.
Shades has been doing so hot, right?
He's been struggling. Golly. I'll be honest with you.
Poor Shades.
He may be taking this weekend off.
Okay.
If he wants to stay married, he better take this weekend off.
Not a bad
mood. Good thing. Yeah. Okay, speaking of married, you and the family did the whole Halloween thing.
Yeah.
And you were Woody.
That was Woody.
Which was so adorable. How is it possible that you, now being a mega star that you are, how is it that you could walk around trick-or-treat as Woody in your neighborhood?
I mean, I never...
Because that's the treat. I mean, you go up to someone's house. If you came up to my house, I was like, oh, my God, it's Davis!
I mean, luckily, our neighborhood, they, like, shut it down. So, like, it's just everybody walking around. I think all the parents have been drinking a little bit. Uh-huh. So, it's like, we're just kind of... It was just a big party.
Uh-huh.
But, no, we got lucky this... Well, I say we got lucky. It was kind of raining.
Okay.
So, like, the trick-or-treating wasn't great.
Okay. But,
I didn't get recognized a ton.
Really?
Yeah. So I was able to move around pretty good.
Okay.
From that and family, still moving on to a video you posted last night.
Aww.
Playing the piano.
Oh, yeah,
your little girl next to you. You've done duets in the past. Is Luke Bryan now going to have to take a back seat as the best duet partner you've ever had?
I think so. I think Eloise takes the cake on that one, which is crazy because she usually gets really shy when I start recording her. But that was a song from a guy named Andrew Duhon, a New Orleans guy that I like a lot. And I didn't even realize she was, like, actually listening to it when I play that song.
Uh-huh.
And, I was sitting there playing it when my wife was cooking dinner, and she's like, I want to sing that, Dada. And I was like, whoa, okay. So I just, like, tried to sneakily record it.
Uh-huh.
But she caught on to it. But she still sang it. So
And then you're like,
awesome.
Don't do this for a living.
Yes.
Don't follow in Daddy's footsteps.
Stay far, far away. Do not try to write songs.
So we love having you here, obviously. The next big show, we're going to see you again at Tortuga Music Festival.
Yeah.
So what is Jordan Davis's number one beach essential? You're going to the beach. What is the number one thing Jordan Davis needs?
Alcohol?
Is that okay? Absolutely, you can
illegal.
Have that on the beach. Open carry, depending on the beach. You're good here.
Yeah, it's tough for me to sit on a beach and not
have alcohol.
Not have a sip of something. Because I'm not a crazy, like, I hate sand, so I'm not a huge beach guy. So if I'm going to be out there, I need to feel good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be a boozy beach.
Boozy beach. Yeah.
Cheers to boozy beaches. We're here backstage at Stars and Strings with Jordan Davis. We're TC and Dina B.